back to our episode number 4, Daily Habits of Christian Living. Welcome, Amanda. I'm glad you've joined us again.
It's good to be back.
To talk about our next topic. It's going to be daily bread is going to be our next topic that we're talking about. But before we get started in that, give us a real quick recap of what we've talked about already.
Yes, we've talked about dying to self, habits, and purpose.
Awesome. So I think it's interesting how each one of these lessons kind of still, even though they really are
standalone
topics, but they just are so intermingled and they're kind of even building on each other.
For sure.
Because it's going to be hard in the end to say, oh, you can pick and choose one over the other.
Right.
You know, I think everything is eventually just going to come together. And it's again, one of those things where all of these pieces will build your life with Christ.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, I'm really enjoying this. So
I am too.
I know that you have an awesome story about bread. So let's start with that.
So, you know, when we talk about daily bread, it made me chuckle because there was a time, I don't remember how old I was, maybe 18 or 19. And at the time, Country Crock had like this honey spread butter out and I had just picked some up. And so I was at my parents' house and they had bread and my dad came home. You know, I had eaten the bread and the butter cause it was so good. My dad came home and he was like, hey, I'm going to make a sandwich. And you know, I said, no, I'm good. Thanks. You know, he said, okay. And he's like, where's the bread? I just bought a new loaf. And I was like, I don't know. It should be up there. You know what I mean? And we're looking and we're looking. And I had literally, I'm kidding you not, I ate an entire loaf of bread in one day.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was the best thing I've ever done. And they don't make that spread anymore, which, thank God, because I would still be eating loaves. It was a brand new loaf.
So
it wasn't
funny.
Open. Like, I didn't eat the heels. That's a waste of time. But everything else in between. And I just put that honey butter. So I'm down for bread.
Man,
I'm here for it.
Wow, you had a feast.
I did. All by myself. Party of one.
That's awesome. Oh, goodness. Well, so why don't we go ahead and dive right in of why, what does it mean to have daily bread? What is this daily habit of partaking in bread? What are we even talking about at this point?
Yeah, so I think we talked about it in one of our recent podcasts. I think you had asked me, we were talking about like scripture verses, and I said, oh, one that was really close to me was give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And so that's in Matthew 6:11. And so the bread is Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is the bread.
Right.
He is the bread of life.
Yeah, and actually that scripture is John 6:35. Jesus says that that he is the bread of life. And so whenever he says in the model prayer that he gives to the disciples, give us this day our daily bread, he is essentially saying, look to me every day.
Take of me.
I am the provider of that bread, and you need to come to me every day. And so that's, again, why this is a daily thing, partaking in that bread or feasting on the bread or
you can never
eating
have
a
too
whole loaf.
Much of him. You can never have too much of him. It's okay.
That's right. See, there you go. Good point. Good point. So why do you think that he even used the analogy of or comparing himself to bread?
Yeah, I think it was good. So in the book, when we read it, right, he listed out 4 examples.
Yeah.
And one of them was it was available. Like, it was very easy to get, right? And then they also talked about shelf life, right? So when there was a famine in Egypt and then Jacob's sons, they went to get the bread, it traveled well.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't have to store it, put ice on it, worry about it. We all know how that is when you're grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Ease of transportation. And then everybody knows bread. When you say bread, wherever you're at, people
it's
know what
universal.
Bread is.
Yeah.
You know what bread is.
Yeah. And you think about, like, in the time period and then the geographical area of where Jesus would have been, grain, you know, obviously was a very big part of their crops. And so I want to make the point here, though, because as I was reading the book, he even listed out like all of the different grains that you can use to make bread, wheat and barley and rye and, you know, all of this stuff. And I'm like, in my mind, I thought, you know, it's interesting that Jesus compared himself to bread and not the actual grain itself. Because to me, that's telling me that we don't have to make it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we need to add to this ingredient that Jesus gave us or who he is. We don't need to add to it. Right. It's already ready for us to ingest.
Yeah.
So if Jesus had compared himself to a single ingredient, then it would have meant, well, we would have had to throw in a couple of other things, you know, to make something edible. But he's the bread. He's already, everything we need is already found in him. And so, like, we don't need to add to it. And so I thought that was an interesting kind of thought process just in why, you know, why he would have compared or used the word bread.
Yeah. So. No, I like that because, you know, I also read that and I didn't have that takeaway. But, you know, like when you had listed out the different ones, right? Grain, barley, wheat, this, yeah. that, like, and you look at all of us, we're all different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's yeah. fantastic. I love, yeah, I really like that.
So he, in the book, and again, I want to remind everybody, we're talking about the Daily Things of Christian Living written. It's a book written by Carlton Coon Sr. He is an author and pastor. And so in the book, he talks about bread is, or give us this day our daily bread. It expresses our dependence on the giver. Right. So it's not something we can manufacture, kind of what we just talked about. We have to depend on the maker of that bread, or whoever that bread is, of course, is Jesus. Right. So whenever we pray that as part of our prayers, it's us expressing our dependence on, total dependence on Jesus.
Yep.
And so I think that's a very important part. So you talked about bread is basic. It's a basic food group in all cultures. It's basic. It's uncomplicated. It's not, you know, it doesn't, it's not anything that people are unfamiliar with, I guess. And then the other point that he makes is that each day requires fresh bread.
Right.
So bread does not last forever. Yes, it does travel well for a while, yep. but it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, don't.
And so you've got to replenish that bread. You've got to have that constant communication, that constant relationship with Christ, who is the bread of life.
Yeah, it's funny. When I read that, I thought the Jimmy John's 50 cent next day bread isn't going to cut it. You can't go off
right.
yesterday's prayers
exactly.
and yesterday's blessings,
exactly.
right? Like, you got to get the fresh. That's great. Get a new blessing.
Yeah.
Get a new,
yeah.
you know.
Exactly.
Whatever you need, get the new, get the fresh. It's,
yeah.
It's going to be better than the day before.
Well, and you even think about, go back to the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness and Jesus, or God was supplying them with manna. He gave them very specific instructions.
Yes.
Only get enough for today.
Yep.
And, of course, they didn't obey at first. And so it rotted. It had worms or whatever it was. And then on, you know, the day before Sabbath, he told them to get enough for that day and for Sabbath. And he made it to where it wouldn't rot that day. And so whenever they were obedient, God supplied them with exactly what they needed every day as long as they were obedient. And so I think that's just an interesting and just so simple, mm-hmm. but yet we overcomplicate things in our lives. Yeah. And so I found that very interesting to think about. So,
yeah.
So we talked about that bread is basic. It's kind of elementary or the basic, food group in all cultures. But why do you think that Jesus even used something like bread, or why is he talking about us eating? Like, what, you know, what is that symbolic of, I guess? What is the whole, why would he use hunger and thirst and all of those analogies for himself?
I think that's a really good question. I think people at that time, you know, we know that God talked a lot of metaphors. I don't like when God talks to me in metaphors. I just tell me and let's keep going, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think because, and I feel like we've already talked about it, so I, you know, if maybe jump in if I'm like saying the wrong thing, but like everybody knows what bread is, right? Like you need bread to, you need food to sustain your body.
Right.
And you need water.
Right.
To physically have those things going, right? If you completely stop eating and drinking water, now I don't know how, the days or how long that is, right? But after so many days, like your organs and everything will shut down because you didn't feed it the food and the water and the nutrients it needed to survive, right? If you aren't feeding yourself with the bread, Jesus, daily, you're not meditating, fasting, praying, singing worship songs, going to church. If you aren't doing those, then you are spiritually being malnourished, like you're gonna die spiritually.
It's so spiritual starvation.
Yeah, like you didn't die spiritually. So I think when we talk bread, everybody knows, well, I eat it, it tastes good, it you know, it makes me happy, I know how to get it and I can make it. And like, well, Jesus tastes good, he's accessible, you can get it anytime, right?
Yeah.
So I don't really know if I answered your question.
Yeah.
So maybe like put me back on track if I didn't, but
no, you're fine. No, the point that I was trying to make is the whole hunger thing. Mm. I mean, hunger is just, I mean, that's innate within us. I mean, God built that within us and that's what drives us for the basics of life. I mean, that's why we work so we can buy food, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so just the idea of hungering for God in a spiritual sense, that's what he longs for. He longs for us to desire him, to hunger for him, to want to seek him more than anything else. Mm-hmm. He wants really to be our first only love, desire.
Yeah.
And so that idea of us hungering after him and him being the one that can provide for our hunger is really just the basis of our spiritual life. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't hunger for him and we have our life full of everything else, of entertainment and just all the junk in life and just life in general, we've got our hands full of, you know, trying to attain this goal and trying to do this over here or trying to, you know, fulfill all of these desires, and we're not grasping for and seeking for God, the provider of our spiritual food, then we are going to starve. Our spiritual man will starve.
And you know, you make a really good point. And one of the things he talked about in the book, and one of the things like we had talked about before we got on, was he had compared the spiritual habits to spiritual nutrition to like junk food.
Yeah.
Right. So if you are putting in, you know, Facebook and YouTube and, you know, sports.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, listen, I'm not against those things. Right.
Yeah.
But if you are consuming more of that than you are the word, then you are going to church service.
Yeah.
Well, you must really like worldly things. That is your junk food.
Right.
Where is that going to get you?
Yeah.
Right. I know. Listen, I love junk food, right? Like I love ice cream, you know what I mean? But if I eat so much of it, like when you've had so much, you're completely full.
Yeah.
You don't have a hunger and you just feel, ugh.
Yeah.
At least I
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Me
no,
personally,
I,
if I've overindulged in something,
yeah.
it's just like, ugh, it's icky. It's not a feel good feeling, right? So if you are so full on those things, how do you have enough room for Jesus? You don't even know.
Right.
That there, you know, there is something much better and sweeter for you that is going to fill you. So I really did like where he compared, you know, what you're taking in the world is going to fill you, but what you need to be filled with is Jesus.
Exactly. Exactly. If we go back to just the idea of bread being basic, he did bring up a really good point of it doesn't matter how advanced you become, like in the world, let's say, you know, he gave the example of a mathematician, or he actually even gave the example of Vince Lombardi and his football teams, you know, he always went back to the basics of this is a football. And it doesn't matter how you could have an advanced degree in mathematics or quantum mathematics or whatever, you know, guess what? 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that before you can get to, you know, all the fancy math.
That's your foundation.
That is.
Like, and you have to build on that. If your foundation is rocky and it's not solid, you're laying bad foundation.
Exactly.
You can't build on that. You're going to build and it's going to fall.
Right. So going back to the idea that Jesus is the bread of life, he is our foundation. Mm-hmm. And even the scriptures say that Jesus is the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. Yep. And everything else is built on that. All the laws and the prophets are built on him as the chief cornerstone. So again, this all just kind of ties back to, you know, the basics of scripture. So what do you think are the best ways, or what are the ways maybe that you nourish your own spiritual person, your own spirit, on a daily basis?
Yeah. Do you know what I love to do? I love to, right now, you know, Lainey is 8 and I'm having all kinds of fun with her. I mean, I'm just like, this is awesome. One of the things she and I are doing is we are memorizing and studying the books of the Bible.
Oh, how fun.
It's really fun. I like it a lot. She's 100% better than I am. She's quick. So don't get in a race with her. She's going to win. I'm getting close. So I like studying with her.
Uh-huh.
I like us doing it together.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. If I'm by myself, like in my car, I have a 45-minute drive to my office. I love the audio Bible.
Yeah.
And I have a dramatic one. It's like a dramatized version. I'm here for it.
Listen, oh, that's great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I study with Lainey. I have my audio Bible. You and I fast, right? We check in with each other.
Yep.
We do that. So I've got, so I'm like a little bit of all of and I love it. I like the flavor. I want to be here doing this and I'm going to go here do that. So what about you? All over. Amanda's all over.
You gotta shake things up and keep it spicy.
It's spicy over here. Real spicy.
We gotta use all kinds of bread. I have my daily, my personal devotion in the mornings. And then whenever on those days that we're fasting together, I am intentional on listening to a podcast that is apostolic, from some sort of apostolic minister or resource. And actually, even the other days of the week, very rarely do I listen to something that's not, you know, Bible-based, something or other. I will tell you, I was listening to an audio Bible. I haven't this year. I think it was last year I was listening to it. And you get to certain parts of the Bible where you're just like, oh my goodness, I can't listen to this. And so I kind of got out of the habit of that. But, you know, I do. You go through phases in life. And so, I do the audio, but I've done the audio Bible. I actually, every year, I try to read a different translation of the Bible.
Nice.
And I also try to read it in a different way. I very rarely ever start at Genesis and go straight through to Revelation. I'm usually all over the place there. And then, I don't know, just for me, sometimes I'm fed spiritually whenever I am around others who love to talk about the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so, you and I do meet, once a month or so, and we just talk about things going on in life, but we always relate that back to the Word of God. And that right there to me is spiritual food for my soul. Whenever I can talk about the Word of God with somebody, that's my favorite thing. And honestly, that's probably one of the best memories I have growing up in a pastor's home, is I had the privilege of having all of the special speakers that my dad would have come for our church. They spent time in our home. We usually fed them at our house. And so to be able to sit around the table and listen to them and listen to their testimonies and listen to the just them talk to my dad about the Bible, because my dad was an amazing Bible student as far as understanding the Bible. And that in and of itself was spiritual food to me. You know, I mean, that's where I got my foundation of loving the Word of God, in just hearing these men and women of God, just their passion for it. You know, it just rubbed off on me, really. And then the other thing that I do on a regular basis is I am participating in a women's Bible study. We meet twice a week, and we've been meeting for, oh my goodness, probably 4 or 5 years now. And these women are just, they're so hungry for the Word of God as well. Like, they're just so passionate about their relationship with Jesus. And so about every 6 months or so, we start a new study. And just being able to, again, study the Word of God with somebody and talk about it, and then talk about it with someone who has a little bit different perspective, or, you know, maybe even they don't understand what it was, to be able to explain to them, you know, maybe something that I do understand.
Yeah.
Whenever I can teach somebody about the Word of God, that's another way that it feeds me, you know. Yeah. Like, I love being able to just talk about the Word of God. So sorry, I rambled on.
No,
because I love
fantastic.
Talking about the Word of God.
Oh, I love it. I'm here so, for it.
But I think the other thing that, especially that we read in the book was, so we've talked about prayer, we've talked about fasting, we've talked about reading the Word. If you want to be consistent with our example of hungering and thirsting and eating bread and all of that, if you want to talk about meditation of the Word, I kind of equate that to letting the bread digest, you know, and nourish your soul, and letting that the Word of God, like, roll around in your brain all day. You know, whatever you read for that day or the previous day, like, don't just close your Bible and set it aside and never think about it again.
Yeah.
Go back to it periodically through the day and just ask God a simple question. What do you want me to learn from that? I mean, it doesn't have to be anything complicated.
Yeah.
It's just, let me think about this. Let me continue to think about what I read all throughout the day. And to me, that's meditating on the Word, because you just have it constantly in your mind, or it's, you know, kind of like a train track, you know, coming back around.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking about it. I think that's just another piece of having that daily bread.
Yeah, so that's good.
So what else? Anything else you got for me?
You know, I know, I think if someone said, well, how do we seek daily bread, right? I think we mm-hmm. talked about it, right? Get an audio Bible, go more to your regular church mm-hmm. services, maybe pray and ask God, is there someone in church I should partner with?
Oh, yeah.
To you
That's
know,
a great
have
idea.
A buddy,
mm-hmm.
An accountability partner. It's mm-hmm. not a buddy. It's okay. You can be
yeah.
buddies, you can be friends,
yeah.
but accountability partner, you know, no, that is something, you know, seek God, pray,
yeah.
you know, don't just be like, oh, you're my friend, I'm picking
yeah.
you. Like, well, hold on. If you're talking spiritual, like, you need to really pray and seek God
yeah.
first on that. But I think those are all good ways. Listen to, you know, maybe if you, you know, like you said, mm-hmm. I have a commute, mm-hmm. right? Well, maybe instead of listening to 98.7, put on some, you know,
yeah.
Christian songs
yeah.
on the way there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can build new habits, right?
Right.
But I think the thing in the book that I liked the most was he said, you have to eat the bread to gain
mm-hmm.
the benefit.
Right.
You have to eat the bread
right.
to gain the benefit. It's there for you.
Right.
The bread is there. It's on the table. It is up
yeah.
to you. Are you going to go to the table and partake and eat of it?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to let it sit there and it's going to be stale and nasty like Jimmy John's 50 cent bread? What
yeah.
do you, what bread, you know what I mean? Like, what do you,
yeah, it's
what
not
do you
enough.
Do with it?
It's not enough to just know that Jesus is there. It's not enough to just know Jesus or to have a Bible sitting on your table. You actually have to
put in effort.
Yep.
Put in the work.
Yeah.
Eat the bread.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think that's all I got.
It's fantastic. I love the bread.
Obviously. Well, one other thing I would mention, if you're looking for like a recommendation on like how to study the Word of God or how to read the Bible or maybe how to understand it better, one study I would recommend is called Eat This Book. And it is written by, I think it's Terry and Melanie Schock. It's actually a Bible study about how to study the Word of God. But it actually takes a deep dive on like how the written Bible that we know today came about and like how to discern the different translations of the Bible, how to differentiate, you know, and be careful on what you're reading whenever it comes to other Bible studies and things like that. I think that's also very important to point out before we, before we're done for today, is the Word of God or your bread, you have to make sure you don't add preservatives to that bread. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you're not adding junk to that bread. Mm-hmm. So ingest your bread, eat the bread of life, and eat it alone. You know, don't add in that junk food. Let the bread be the filter for your life, and discern that there's going to be certain things that are not going to go well with your bread. if you want to have a good walk with God, so to speak. So, all right. Well, I think that's all I've got. And so you want to pray us out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome.
All right. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful for this time together. Lord, I pray that you would open hearts and minds to this, God. I pray that you would help us to just seek you daily, help us to partake in eating of the bread and to just be thankful and let it bless us, Lord. We praise your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for being back with us today. Stay tuned for our next episode coming up soon. Bye-bye.